Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's taken a while, but today, as promised, the rest of the story on Kentucky FFA's tremendous showing at the National FFA Convention a few weeks back in Louisville. Matt Colliff, State FFA Executive Director on Fleming County's Zachary Plummer, named national winner in the Ag Mechanics and Energy Systems Proficiency Contest.
He began working for his father's trucking company, I guess as a freshman in high school, just doing general repair work on the trucks, and has advanced in his skill level over the last several years and is now basically the head mechanic there and does any kind of function you could imagine doing on a large truck, and has also done some work with converting waste oil into biodiesel.
Our congrats to Zachary, and hats off to Brandon Davis, who we've featured on this show before, in his role as Kentucky FFA State Advisor.
And he was honored by the National Association of State Supervisors for Agricultural Education as the outstanding new member this year. And that's an award given to folks who've been in their position for between 3 and 5 years, and obviously selected by your peers. So it was a great honor for Brandon to be chosen for that, and I know he was very humbled to do that. Brandon, as you know, serves on the Farm Bureau Board as one of his many hats that he wears. So we're just excited for Brandon and proud of the work that he's doing here in Kentucky.
And a salute to all of the young men and women of Kentucky FFA. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Back with Kentucky FFA Executive Director Matt Colliff on state success at the National Convention, we had Boyle County's Ruth Ann Myers elected as Regional Vice President. Spencer County, a perennial award winner, won the top honor in dairy cattle evaluation. Colliff says on any number of levels, Kentucky FFA has every reason to be proud.
Well, when we looked at the overall convention results, we were just so thrilled with not only the winners, but also the number of folks who were in the top three or the top 10 in their respective areas. And that's a great honor. It's so competitive when you get to the national level. And our Kentucky FFA members just continue to make us proud and do very well at the national level. So we're proud of them and excited and already looking forward to next year and what we can accomplish at the 2015 National FFA Convention.
And again next year, that'll be held in Louisville. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.